TGIF, everybody. I'm coming to you from my car on Friday, April 10th. I'm ready to go. I'm gonna go get some food for my family. All right. How is everybody doing in these apocalyptic times? I was wondering, is anybody a mutant yet? You think anybody has mutant powers? I'm just curious. I am in a cheerful mood today. I think because it's Friday, and every Friday I'm always very cheerful. And seeing how everything's going. Couple of updates. Nothing major. But we are getting COVID tested for the antibodies. I don't know if everybody's aware. Most people are aware. And Stanford was doing a free study last week to see if anybody had the antibodies. We are going to a lab next Friday, so I can let you guys know if we had the antibodies or not. Maybe early as next Wednesday, we're going to test to see if we have the antibodies. If you heard my podcast about, I think COVID was here already in December. We just want to get tested to see if we have the antibodies, and that way we can go forward knowing that we have them. And we'll still take precautions, or we don't have them and we'll take extra precautions. I'm not taking this lightly. I never have. It's just a very big adjustment period for everybody. You know, I'm kind of tired of Zoom. I don't know if anybody, but that's another question. That's another story. So just, we'll talk about that later. But right now, we're just going to go get tested for the antibodies. I hope it comes out good. I just want to make sure if we have it, I kind of hope we have it. That way we can go forward with our lives. If we don't have it, then, you know, we'll be scared shitless a little bit. But we'll go forward. Anyway, I think I touched on this before, but I'm not panicky as much as I was at the beginning because, you know, we didn't know. I mean, I'm taking precautions and I'm being as careful as possible. But at the same time, I'm just done with this, you know. It's annoying as fuck. I don't know if anybody else is annoyed. Like, I want to go back to my normal life. So hopefully we get the answers. They said we'll get the answers in 10 minutes, whether we have it or not, which is awesome. And then go from there. But what I was going to say to everybody is I'm kind of tired of watching a screen all day and watching TV or watching my phone, doing Zoom meetings. So I've kind of taken a step back. I have tried to contact all my friends via the phone, have a conversation with them. I don't want to text with them. I don't want to, have a dialogue that I'd rather just have a conversation with them. I'm more of a speaker, as you could tell. That's why I created a podcast. I like to talk. I like to chat. Texting is great for an emergency or if you really know someone really well, but everything gets lost in translation and I just don't really want to have that kind of conversation, especially right now. I think a lot of people need someone to talk to keep your sanity. I have adjusted a lot better due to the fact that I have a lot to do and I have a lot going on. And aside from cleaning my house, getting rid of stuff, I procured some weights. I procured a long barbell so I can do landmine exercises. If you've never done that, Google it. It's when you take a bar and you put it like in a corner of a wall and you put weights at the end and then you could do like multiple different exercises. I was doing that during Christmas because I wanted to work on my abdominals, strengthen my core, do a lot of like exercises and just not take such a beating on my muscles because I was doing really heavy deadlifts, which amazingly fucking worked. That was that's one of the best workouts I ever had. Deadlifts and landmine workouts on top with stretching was amazing. You should try, look into that if you get a chance. It's easy, just Google it. But getting back to my main thing, I'm just very excited right now because I want to get this test done. I'm waiting for the end of the tunnel, like the light. You know, May 3rd is when quarantine is over or shelter in place for us. We're in California, but at the same time, I'm thinking, what's that going to look like? What is life after May 3rd going to be? I mean, what's going to be open? How much... Not freedom, because we have freedom right now. I mean, I think if we didn't... If I wasn't able to take walks, if I wasn't able to, you know, go get food, if there was, like... If there was crazy, like, food shortages, I'd be panicking. Not panicking. I'd be upset, stressed. But this is not, like, war. This is fairly easy. And if anybody wanted to... Is complaining, and I see a lot of people bitching, moaning, complaining, oh, my God, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and my life is over. Fuck off. Fuck off. Shut the fuck up. Go read The Diary of Anne Frank. That is pretty much slash quarantine slash like fighting for your life or hiding, staying in sheltering in place for your life. Go read that book. Or if you read it, you know. And if you don't remember it, go read it again, because that is fucking life. That is fucking fear. But you know what? Like I've talked about it before, Trump is a reset to the world on politics. Like, we all have to pay attention. But the other part is, this is kind of like a reset about what we have to do for our environment, for our planet, for the way we treat each other. And if people don't want to see that, that's fine. You don't have to. But look how the world is going. It's not exactly roses right now. Like, the whole world is hurting. It's not just America's hurting. It's just not. This other state is hurting. We are all hurting. But, you know, it's a complete reset. Like, I'm taking advantage of this time after I got over my pity party of a week to think about, hey, aside from cleaning my house, aside from, like, getting things done, I'm, like, really reflecting and thinking, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? What is my life going to look like after May 3rd? I mean, what's going to be open? Like I said, I don't think sports are going to come back until maybe November, maybe even next year. I don't know if I can go swimming. I don't know if I can hit the gym. You know, I'm just thinking, what can we do? How are we gonna go forward? And that ties into, I'm yawning. I'm wide awake. That ties into, like, us knowing if we had the COVID virus already. You know, it's a little bit more relaxed for us to go back into society and mingle, because some of my family members have immune deficiencies due to, like, diabetes or, you know, heart attack or just, like, I have it. I have a high blood pressure. So I'm trying to control my weight, lose weight, get in better shape for me to get off high blood pressure medicines. But what's it going to look like? Is anybody thinking like that? What's after the shelter in place happens, what's life going to be like? What about if what about if they extend it until June 3rd? What's going to happen then for our mental psyche and mentality? How are we going to feel? How are you going to feel? I will not lie. I'm going to be a little sad about it, but at the same time, I'm adjusting a lot. I've adjusted very well to it. I can take another month. If I didn't have things going on, then yeah, I'd probably go berserk. But not everybody's going to be like that. Some people are just not going to be able to handle it. And I know a couple of people that I just not even paying attention to it. They're like, oh, it's not a big deal. Nothing's going to happen to me. So that kind of sucks, you know, because they're endangering other people. I'm driving right now and the freeway is packed, which I'm surprised that there is traffic. I don't know why. So that's all going through my head. Also, for my kids, I just feel bad. I mean, a lot of people lost their senior year. My son lost his eighth grade year. You know, my small children miss their friends. I'm just kind of... Oh, and, you know, I talked to a parent the other day, and he goes, oh, you know, the kids don't notice this kind of stuff. I was like, you are foolish. Kids feel it. Even my five-year-old is feeling it. Like, she's afraid to go outside now. The other day, she goes, Dad, did you clean your hands, and did you clean everything before you got in the house? I said, yes. He goes, okay, that's good. You know, so I know they feel it. I know they sense it. They know something's going on. I mean, they're not dumb. So I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, we kind of keep a sense of normality for them. But at the same time, I'm just being honest with them and saying, hey, you know, the world's going through a little bit of problems. It's a little sick right now. So just trying to make sure that everybody's healthy before we do anything else. And, you know, that kind of helps them, because they understand, like, if they watch Doc McStuffins, they know that people get sick and they need to get healthy or they need a Band-Aid. So I just kind of told her, hey, the world needs a Band-Aid right now and it's just going to take a little bit of time. So I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, it's not a bad experience, but it still have to be realistic. Hey, this is really happening. So, I don't know what happens, but every time I podcast, I start yawning. I don't know what it is. But aside from that, I'm so happy I got my landmines. I just kind of want to work out and kind of concentrate on just keeping positive. Also, I don't know about you guys, but it is hard getting up in the morning sometimes. I cannot lie that. I've been going to sleep at 2, 3 in the morning, getting up at like 10, 11, 12. I'm trying to go back to my routine. My routine is so off that I'm just trying to adjust. Because that's my old routine. I used to go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I wake up at 12 or 1, not feeling good, feeling disgusting. You know, I'm not eating at night anymore, which is kind of good. It doesn't, like, that hasn't affected me, but it still is just kind of like, ugh. So, if you can Twitter me at MindfulnessCast, let me know what you're thinking or what you plan to do when this is all over. And if it doesn't go the right way, what are you going to do to change it? A couple other things that I've noticed that are just kind of weird about the COVID virus or the way people are dealing with it. We have been eating out maybe twice a week to support our local businesses. And it's interesting because they're taking every precaution to not get sick. But then the pen that they give you to sign, you know, the credit card statement is a pen that everybody's used. So some people, like, let's take for instance, like the person taking your order, right, has gloves on, takes your food, bags it, or helps with it. And then they take your credit card, and then they take the pen that everybody's been using and use it with the same gloves. So is that protecting them? Yes. Is that protecting you? No. So I just brought... So like I was saying, sorry, someone called me. They always call me when I'm on podcast. But does that protect you? No. Does that protect them? Yes. So what I'm trying to say is you have to either tell them, hey, can you change your gloves or bring your own pen? But at the same time, it doesn't stop them from, you know, kind of cross-contamination of your food and whoever touched that pen. Not saying everybody has it, but if you're being that careful, you kind of have to look at those little, you know, details. Also, I see people wearing gloves, and then they touch everything, and then they touch their face, and I'm like, you're not following perfect guidelines. And then everybody's littering. They're throwing their gloves on the floor. Throw them away, or just have a bag in your car. That way you can throw your gloves away in there. You don't have to deal with it. Very simple. You know? Also, I cooked before the coronavirus, so I've always enjoyed cooking. But now I'm running out of recipes. So I'm trying to update my recipes and pinch as many recipes as I can to make everybody happy without, you know, doing too much. So it's going to be a little struggle to keep everybody happy food-wise. But, you know, we got to do with what we got to make do with what I can make do. Easter is this Sunday. We're still going to celebrate it on a smaller scale. But, you know, it's something to look forward to. And I've been playing football with my children, playing volleyball with them, just kind of teaching them, training them, getting them ready to go when this is all over. You know, we're trying to keep our studies. I'm trying to keep their studies going. It's kind of hard. Our school district is not doing too much, so we've kind of taken it into our own hands. And you realize how much about computers you don't know, or people don't know, because I am a software developer. I've been in IT. And some people, they're like, I don't know how, like some people, even some young people in their 20s go, I don't know how to use computers. I'm like, really? You know, it's kind of interesting because people use their phone and they think they're tech savvy because they can put an app on their phone or they can turn off their phone and turn it on and make it work. But in reality, they don't have that skill set to actually use Zoom or so forth. But the best part of it is, hey, you got time to learn. We got time to be innovative. We have time to grow. We have time to change a lot of things. You know, this is a good time to work on yourself, work on what you want to do, and work on your community, and see how that goes. So I've been volunteering to pass out meals at school, at my kid's school, and it's gotten a little tougher because the restrictions got a little bit harder. So last week was my last week, and I think now they're just using people that work in the school district. I think they're just trying to not get a lawsuit if someone gets sick, and then at the same time, it's just too many cooks in the kitchen, for a better lack of term. But what is interesting is seeing so many people that need help come and get it, and they're kind of embarrassed. And I can understand it. I mean, I've been in a situation where I needed help, and it's kind of embarrassing, and it's kind of hard to kind of admit it or just do it. And there are some motherfuckers that do not need it, and I'm going to be judgy as fuck, because if you're driving a Tesla or a Lexus, you know, those are expensive cars, a BMW, and you're dressed really nice, and then you come and ask for food. And not ask for it politely, but kind of demand it. It's kind of, do you really need it? And what kind of fucking person are you? You know, that's for people that need food, that are like starving or don't have any money, or, you know, they're really low on monetary funds. But if you're driving a Tesla and you can afford it, or a Lexus or a BMW, like 2019, 2020, what the fuck are you doing? Like, spend your money wisely. I don't know. I don't think you deserve it. And I know that sounds weird, like you don't know what people's situation is. Yeah, I get that. But then at the same time, when you demand, hey, can you put this in different bags for me? Like, this person comes and goes, oh, I need that in separate bags for myself. And can you make sure you put this in it? And I'm like, let me check real quick. And the lady that was in charge said, no, you can't do that. Just put it all in one bag and they can do it themselves. You know, demanding shit like that. And I know I'm not the only person that feels this way, because I was talking to my friend yesterday. I ran into her because she was helping out. She works for a school district. And I said, hey, did you get this, this, and this? You know, I told her, did you get this? Oh, she goes, oh, my God, yeah. We were, like, thinking the same thing. Like, why are you driving a Tesla and you're asking for food? Like, you surely do have money. You know, and, you know, I am happy that kids are getting meals, especially kids that only get to eat at school, you know, breakfast and lunch. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy people are getting food that they need. But, fuck, don't take advantage of it. If you can afford it, you know, do it. But don't take food out of people. Don't take food out of people's mouths that don't have anything. That's terrible. I really got to question your ethics and morals, and you got to check yourself. Also, people stealing right now. I got my shoe stolen from our porch the other day. First time it's ever happened. Our neighborhood is safe. But some derelict was riding by on his bike, cutting across, and he saw my shoes, and he took them. I almost caught him, because I saw him at the last minute. I saw him, and I ran out, tried to catch him, and I couldn't. And I had to go get my, I couldn't catch him, because he took off. He kind of went around the corner, so I didn't know where he went. So I got in my car, looked for him. He disappeared, probably went hiding. But if I catch that motherfucker, I'm going to fucking torture him. But I think anybody, I think martial law should be implemented right now. If you're stealing or, you know, creating issues, I think you should be shot on sight. There is no excuse for that, especially thieves. You're going to prey on people right now that are hurting, but you're going to take advantage of that. You need to be fucking killed on sight. Like I said, if I saw someone do some shit like that, I'd beat them to a pulp. You know, everybody's working hard, everybody's suffering right now, everybody's scared to lose their job or not to have enough money, and then you're gonna go steal from them. Like, a lot of stores are, like, mom and pop stores or stores are getting, like, broken into right now. Like, wow. If you're that desperate, it's still not an excuse. Choose a better way. You're not in a country, or you're not in a situation where you can't ask for help and people won't help. But when you choose to hurt others or endanger other people, I think you lose your rights and you should be shot on sight. I mean, I'd cut their hands off if it was, like, legal, but I can't. Nothing's legal, but in that sense of hurting another person, but I don't think you deserve your rights. So, on a positive note, aside from that, enjoy the fucking weather. It is beautiful right now in California. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time. Tiger King sucks. I tried watching it. I don't know what people see in it. I just don't... I don't really want to watch anything like that. It doesn't appeal to me, but still, it kind of sucks. Trash is trash. All right, everybody. Take care. Look me up on Twitter. And I'll let you know what it is. If you don't know it already, it is... Let me see. At Mindfulness Cast. Mindfulness is with one L. MindfulnessCast. Mindfulness Cast. You can't miss my pictures of me getting punched in the face. All right, take care.